Let's go back to that announcement from Bord Gáis Energy of increases in average electricity bills of 27% coming down the track and average gas bills of 39%. Robert Short is with us. These are eye-watering increases, but again, given what we've been talking about, Robert, I suppose over recent months in relation to wholesale energy markets, perhaps not a surprise.
No, I mean, we've been reporting on the wholesale gas prices quadrupling since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, and that obviously has a knock-on effect on the electricity market because over half of our electricity is generated using gas. Now, last week we reported on what was obviously a straw in the wind. So there was a request by electricity generators of the regulators that the strike price for electricity, which is a key metric used in pricing electricity, be revised upwards to reflect everything that had been going on in wholesale markets. But this is the first of the major moves that we've seen by the utility companies to reflect the kind of volatility that we've been seeing gripping the market really since the start of January, but as you say, absolutely eye-watering numbers here. The average electricity bill for Bord Gáis Energy customers going up by 27%, the average gas bill up by 39%, and the changes taking effect from the 15th of April. So really, you've just been speaking about food prices and the potential impact for the farming sector there. This is going to be a very wide-ranging impact because everybody has either a gas bill or an electricity bill, are indeed both. So we're really beginning to see the cost of the war in Ukraine really coming home now to consumers in Ireland.
So this, did I hear you correctly, is the first of the utilities to move. Others presumably will follow.
I can't see how they won't, because they all face the same, you know, the raw materials they use are gas and on the wholesale market. So, it's inevitable that when they're selling on their electricity to consumers, they will be passing on some of the hugely increased prices that we've seen in the wholesale gas markets in recent months.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thank you for that. After this break, we'll be hearing about new central bank rules to outlaw the penalising by insurance companies of their most loyal customers.